Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Welcome back, everyone, after the break of November. I'm Nicolo. Today I'm going to be your speaker, but I'm not alone because directing me is Greta today. I also want to thank very much my production, Benedetta. And today we are going to roughly go through the main themes who are introduced by the most important newspapers of the day. Between them we have Musk against the Italian judges, Fitto and the UEA parliament, the Archbishop of Welby, the death of Agatha, Sinner defeats Fritz, Ranieri and AS Roma, Juventus defense emergency, USA's national security, and then we'll discuss roughly about tomorrow's senior match and the UEFA Nations League. Liga, which is coming back. If you want to send us a message, you can do it by writing us on WhatsApp at 331-1438923. Also, follow us on our social networks, TikTok and Instagram, Radio Yulma. If you want, you can also write to us on Radio Yulma. And we are coming back after a little break, but before we do that, I want to remember it's 9:38, it's the 13th of November, and we're going to stay together until 10. Thank you very much, and we stop for a little break. So, first of all, Corriere della Sera, who opens with Musk against the Italian judges. He commented by saying they need to go. Salvini applauds and the alarm of the opposition and ANM. La Stampa also with his breaking news, always Musk, Musk and the judges, the right arm of Trump, they need to go, ANM, now the government and their sovereignty. La Repubblica instead opens with Fitto. FDL is going to vote for von der Leyen, and then Musk against the justice again. Il Resto del Carlino with EU and Fitto. Meloni attacks PD, and then again Musk. A little window on Sinner, who defeats. Who defeated Fritz last night. The Guardian, with Welby sorrow as he quits over church abuse scandal. So the news about the Archbishop of Canterbury. And the Daily Mail, also church in crisis as Welby forced to quit. Similar headline for The Independent, with Welby resigns over church child abuse, conspiracy of silence, but we are going to discuss that. We're going to discuss that later. Also, the Daily Express, my profound sense of shame at church failures. Again, the Archbishop Welby. About sport, La Gazzetta dello Sport, with Sinner, number one, defeats Fritz tomorrow, Medvedev, for the semifinal of the finals. It just needs one set. And then Juventus defense needs to be remade. Cabal, after Bremer, breaks his knee. Motta needs needs to buy a new player, two new players in January. We're going to talk about that later. Tutto Sport, again, Sinner, boom, boom. ATP Finals, Sinner defeats Fritz in two sets, 6-4, 6-4. Fantastic, thanks thanks to Rion, that's what Sinner says. And then a little window on Juventus, alarm for the defense, Lind, with a picture of Cabal who got injured. All right, and then La Stampa with Agatha Margaret Spada, the young girl who died at the age of 22 after a surgery for having her nose changed. She found the doctor on TikTok, and after 3 days of coma, she passed away. Now, before we start exploring all this news, we are going to listen to the song. So, on Radio Yulm, the Imagine Dragons are singing Bad Liar.
Oh, hush, my dear, it's been a difficult year. Terrorists don't prey on innocent victims. Trust me, darling. Trust me, darling. It's been a while this year. I'm a man of three fears. Integrity, faith, and
welcome back. This was the Imagine Dragons with Bad Liar here on Radio Yulm. It's not in 9:56. Again, I'm Niccolo, and a little window on sport with the UEFA Nations League, who's coming back tomorrow night. Belgium, Italy at 8:45 p.m. The Italian team of Spalletti, who is first in the table and is trying to qualify. Second is France. Belgium is third with only 4 points after only one win against Israel, and then two losses against France, and only one and only one 1-1 against Italy. This is the the only time Italy didn't win in this UEFA Nations League, three wins against Israel, France, and Israel again. The Italian team tomorrow night 8:45 p.m. is going to play against Belgium for the fifth game match of the UEFA Nations League before the last one, of course, who's gonna be played against against France. And now talking about the Archbishop Welby, because as the Independent said in his first page, with how Welby's resignation unfolded. So basically, last week Welby said he wouldn't resign, and then his resignation statement. He said Welby says he must take personal and institutional responsibility for the long and traumatizing period between 2013-2024. Basically, what happened is that in 2013, the police had been notified, adding, I believe wrongly, that an appropriate resolution would follow, because there's been a lawyer and also a person of the church who had been found guilty of sexual abuse, mostly in Africa, and the statement says that Welby, who is the Archbishop of Canterbury, covered up all this, making the decision then to leave the church, taking his responsibility, as he says. Moving on, Musk. Elon Musk, who says judges need to go after also the judges of Rome, after what happened in Bologna with the judges who asked, who gave the responsibility for migrants to the European, for the EU Parliament. Now also the Roman judges are giving the European Parliament the vote to decide what to do about seven migrants who are now kept in for asylum request. We'll definitely see how this will develop. As now, of course, the Italian politics is splitting because of this attack, I would say, from Musk, who we know is a is really close to has been really close to Meloni lately. And Sinner defeated Fritz. Tomorrow he's gonna play against Medvedev. He defeated Fritz for 6-4, and then again 6-4. It was the second time this year he defeated Fritz. Before Fritz, in this tournament, he had to play against the Minaur tomorrow night, Medvedev, for the semi-final of the ATP Finals of Turin. Medvedev, senior now, is still the number one, and is trying to, of course, end up this wonderful year in the same place. So we are gonna, of course, watch out what is gonna happen with in this match for the qualifying to the next rounds of the tournament. Right now, in the table, Sinner is at the first place. He just needs either to win against Medvedev. Of course, it's not gonna be easy. Or instead, he needs to at least win a set and then hope for Fritz to win. To win his match. Rome, with Agata Margaret Spada, a young girl at the age of 22 years old, who died after a surgery. She contacted a doctor she found on TikTok. She wanted to, she was willing to take a surgery for changing her nose. She viewed a few sponsor videos on TikTok, and of this doctor. She contacted him with her boyfriend. Then she decided to go meet him after the surgery. 3 days, she felt really bad right away after she was done. 3 days after of coma, she passed away. Then, moreover, again, Sinner, then Ranieri is the new coach of AS Rome after the unfortunate, I would say, experiences from De Rossi and from Juric. This is the third coach of this season for Roma, who hopefully they are hoping for a change in their season, since the last results for Rome are of course not good for the Friedkins, who are the president of Rome, the Texans, and we are definitely going to see how Ranieri is going to approach now his now the bench of AS Roma. The defense are really are pretty filled. He was waited in the last few days. He got recently into Italy and is now starting working with his new team. Juventus, Cabal had an injury in the on the knee, and now we are going to see how all is going to develop, as Juventus needs to find two new defenders, as also because of the loss of Bremer. We are going to stop for a little break before we go to the conclusion of our program.
Radio Yulm.
Your way to play. And welcome back. Again, I want to thank very much everybody for having stayed tuned. I'm Niccolo. I want to thank again Greta, my director today, and Benedetta for my production. It's been a cold morning. Hopefully, we'll get warmer today. Congratulations to all the graduated guys here at Ulm who had their graduation exams thesis during this break. Again, Niccolo, it's 10:04. I thank you very much for your attention. Stay tuned because, of course, Radio Ulm doesn't stop here. Stay tuned with the next programs and a lot of music. Thank you very much.
Press review on Radio Ulm.